Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah. I know your eyes in the morning sun. I feel you touch me in the pouring rain. And the moment that you wander from me, I want to feel my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze. Keep me warm in your love. Your soft lady, and it's me.
How deep is your love?
It's your love.
Today, we at the first day of the week. We at the beginning of our fasting, and we had a new moon tonight at sundown. Got a lot going on. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. What a wonderful day it is. I just wanted to let you guys know I really enjoyed the show yesterday. It really did my heart some good to be able to deal with those issues. You know, and to touch on some of those issues, because it seems like it's really a sore subject for a lot of people. You know, so I just wanted to be able to say, you know, that we are moving forward in helping our people to heal from all that legalism and mess, you know, that we deal with every day and all that good stuff. Anybody that can hear my voice, please push 1. I want to make sure you can hear me. Anybody that can hear my voice, please push 1 so you can hear me and let me know you hear me. Oh, look at all these people pushing 1. Now, you know I'm going to have to open up your mic. Area code 478, how are you today? What's going on with you? On the first day of the week.
Shalom,
Shalom, shalom, shalom. It's going pretty good. I started off the first day of the week with a bang. It's going pretty good.
Wonderful. How was your fast today? Did you do good?
Yeah, I've done pretty good. Done really good. Really
wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I did good, too. I'm. You know, I got up to a certain amount, and then I ate something, and I'm like, oh, Lord. But I did good for most of the day. So I did get, I didn't do any TV or anything like that. So I was good with that, you know. And we made it through pretty good. I was pretty proud of myself, you know, because I haven't done that in a long time, you know.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hold on. Let me open up the mic. Area code 717, how are you today? How was your first day of the week? Everybody there? Anybody here? Can you hear me?
It was good. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
It was great. It was great. But I did like you. I was cleaning, like straightening off the top of my refrigerator and took some cupcakes down. And before I knew it, I ate one. And I was thinking, I felt so bad. But other than that, beautiful.
It is. It really. I went and bought some popcorn. And Malcolm brought it out to the car, and I said, let me taste it and see. And I was like, oh, man. But I made it through most of the day. I did.
Me too. That's the enemy trying to make me feel bad and stuff. But I did not pray, and I worshiped, and I felt better. All right, hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God. All right, here we go. Shalom, shalom, Brother Donia. How was your first day of the week?
Shalom, shalom, sister and family. I've always, unfortunately, I'm a diabetic, so I got to eat something. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I'm going to always, unless I can get rid of this diabetes, which I don't see that happening in no time. You understand? And one other thing here, too, is that we're in captivity, man. You understand? We got to have it in our hearts to do the right thing. And the best we can do is try to work on it. That's my assessment.
All right, no problem. All right, here we go. Area code 228, how was your first day of the week and how did your fast go? Did you make it?
Yes, I made it all the way up to 10 o'clock and I ate a banana. Zip of mine.
See, I know. It happens, don't it? It happens, man. It's like, wow. But, you know, y'all knew we had the right heart. We was trying, you know, to get better. Now that we know it's something we're doing, we'll get better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate all of you all being honest and talking today. It means a lot, you know, that everybody can put their honest thoughts, you know, all praises be in. So we just give honor to Yah and his praises. I'm excited about the prayer. I hope everybody is excited as well. I did send the prayers out to everybody. Just wanted to let you know. I received another prayer, an updated version from Sister Yasantia. So as we speak, I'm putting it on the internet, on our website. So that you guys can get it off of there if you need to get it off of there. You know, but all praises be to Yah. Yah is a good God. That's all I can say. And he knows our heart. You know, he do. He knows our heart. He knows our intentions and our heart and everything that we need to do. Praise be to the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. So as we open up the mic today, I just wanted to give everybody an opportunity, you know, to kind of share their thoughts as to, you know, how they felt about yesterday and all the things that we talked about. If you have something else in particular that you would like to talk about other than what we discussed yesterday, please feel free to do that. I got a lot of emails after the class was over saying thank you for the class because I needed that. I needed to be released. You know, I don't want to be made to feel guilty about something, and I have no reason to feel guilty about it and all of that other stuff. So, you know, this is a running problem in Israel, you know, because people come in wanting to please Yah, and they end up being put under these legalistic restrictions from man, And it's just not fair for people to do that to you. So I just wanted to leave that open for a topic of conversation, you know, because I thought about something today. I said, you know, everybody makes a big deal about birthdays. Oh, it's not in the Bible. I even heard one of the Hebrew Israelite leaders say, celebrating birthdays is evil. And I wanted to call him on it, like, prove it. But then I thought about it. I said, now, Yah is very clear in the word as to what his high holy days are. But everybody's so quick to celebrate Purim, and they're quick to celebrate Hanukkah, and that's not a part of Yah's high holy days. Those are the holy days we made up because of some of the wars and stuff and the struggles that we went through in our captivities. But those are not Yah's high holy days. So how can you justify doing one and not the other one? Because Purim is not, even though it's in the Bible, the Most High tells you specifically, these are my feast days. And that's not one of them. So I'm just saying, you know, everybody picks and chooses what they want to celebrate and how they want to celebrate it, but then turn around and tell you because we in this captivity and we celebrating birth, oh, that's evil. Well, guess what? You can find anything on the internet to say certain things is pagan. I pulled it up yesterday. I said, is wearing socks pagan? And something came up telling men who wear ankle socks is evil and it's pagan. Please. So I just wanted to share that. If you're going to do one, don't let anybody make you feel guilty about celebrating your birthday. Because they kept a record of their birthdays. Anytime they could tell you Abraham was 100 and such a years old when he died, and Isaac was 100 and such a, these people are making this stuff up as they go along, and you're not going to make me feel guilty about something that's a part of what you choose to believe. You're not. If y'all don't say it's evil, I'm gonna do it. And it's the same. We already know Halloween, what Halloween is about. We already know what Christmas is about. And we already know what Easter and all that stuff is about. It's clear and blatant. But a birthday? Please, no. I'm not gonna live like that. They poor little kids don't even get to have birthday parties or nothing. And like I said, it makes it very unattractive for people who are looking from the outside in. Now, I know we're not supposed to bring in every practice that we're doing, but this is not something that we got from here. I don't believe that. They celebrated births when babies was born. You mean to tell me that it took Sarah all them years to get pregnant, and when she gave birth to Isaac, they didn't have no party? I don't believe that one. I don't. Sorry. They just sat around, well, y'all don't want us to do that. We ain't so. I don't believe that under no circumstances. So, no, we not doing that either. And if you guys got a problem with it, don't celebrate yours. But I'm definitely going to celebrate mine. Anybody got some feedback with that? Because, I mean, this is some serious stuff right here that people are being held under these legalistic situations and scared to do stuff so they feel like they're getting ready to upset Yah. And he never said that in his word. Never. And then I heard one of the brothers said, well, you know, the ring ain't right either. We ain't supposed to be buying no rings for no wedding and the diamond. I said, you know what, y'all just cheap and don't want to do nothing. Please, spare me the myth. That's just how I feel. I just don't believe it. I'm sorry. I'm just not. Cause why? Why? And if, guess what? If it was something that we was doing wrong, Yah would certainly be the one to tell us. He would. If it was a sin, he would certainly. But the sin is the transgression of the law. So that, and there's no statute or no ordinance in that Bible to tell you that celebrating your birthday is a sin, that is evil.
Nope.
Well, you know, see, this is a don't yeah. They did have celebrations, but it's not considered a high holy day or anything like that. I think at one particular time, the father of the bride, they give up a dowry. You understand? So they had ceremonies, et cetera, for certain things, you know. But it was, you know, it was not a tradition. You understand? understand what I'm saying, you know. So but the high holy days, these holy days, our holy days are set aside. You understand?
Yeah.
Now and see, you got to remember now. You understand? We had communities in all of in all of our tribes had communities. Some of them celebrated certain things in their community. You understand? And some of them didn't. You understand? So, but you gotta see, we gotta be practical here. You understand? You got a newborn baby, man. I'm sure that you're gonna celebrate that newborn baby. But it don't have to be a tradition.
I don't have no problem with it. I mean, like I said, every year I celebrate mine. When you go through some things and you almost lose your life, whether it's through health issues or whatever, you understand how important life is. So I take every day is a special day for me. So, you know, when you go through something like that, you know, you understand the importance of how precious life is every day. And guess what? I have me a birthday cake. Now, I'm all for not having the candles and making wishes. I get that. I get all that. But a birthday cake and some ice cream, I like it, and I'm going to do it. If I'm doing something wrong, Yah will let me know, just like he let me know everything else. But I'm not going by what you say. I mean, not you, Brother Donnie. I'm talking about the people at heart, the people who are running these camps and stuff. I'm not going by nothing you say. Because like I said, to me, it looks very unattractive when people come in here for the first time to want to know who Yah is, and then all these restrictions, they piling down on people, and it's the same legalism that we experienced when we was in the church. It's the same stuff. It's just known by a different name. It's the same stuff. And it don't make you no more holier than thou if you do it or if you don't do it. It's the same legalism, in my opinion. And they done told all these women, if they wearing pants, they going to hell. This is the stuff I've heard. It's like, oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? But, again, that's just me. Anybody else have a comment on that you want to share? Male or female, don't matter. No, because it's just not fair.
It's just people making up their own stuff. Doing their own thing.
And make you feel guilty for it. Mm-hmm. It's almost like everybody goes out of their way to be so different from the other nations and the other people that we have become weird.
Yep.
Well, we supposed to be set apart. That don't mean you're supposed to be weird. And it doesn't look attractive. They are making the people of Yah and the worship of Yah something weird looking.
But you know, a lot of people do stuff just to justify, you know, their reasons for not doing other things. And when I say that, what I mean is, you know, like, for example, you said don't celebrate birthday. Everybody on this line, all the men know, women love them birthdays. Everybody love them. Women love them birthdays. They like to feel a little special and stuff like that. But if you got a woman, you know, you ain't got no job. You can't do that. If you're not doing what y'all said for you to do, is to take care of your household, then you can't celebrate birthday. So you got to come up with a reason. You know, you got to come up with that nonsense.
Right. That's true. That is the truth. That's how I look at it anyway. And you know what? When you look at somebody, all they do, they just look, everybody looks so dismal and so they don't have any life. And the only life it looks like that they have in them is the be able to point the finger at the other people of the other nations. That's the only joy they get. Is in the fact that they know Yah is going to come and do something to the people of the other nations. And I'm like, where is the joy in serving Yah? Where is the joy and being an Israelite and understanding what that means and being released from all of the isms and schisms, it should be a joy. They should be like, why are them people so happy in the midst of a pandemic? Why are they so happy and at peace? What is it? But all you hear is roar and roar and roar. And it's like, no, no, no. It's got to be some joy somewhere. It's got to be some love somewhere, somewhere. And again, that's in my opinion. And I say that, you know, that it is in my opinion from what I have observed. You know, and it's like, when are you going to come to understand that, yes, the word is going to come true. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. But that don't have nothing to do with you. What he does to the people of the other nation has nothing to do with you. He told us to do one thing, and that was to gather ourselves together. It's almost like they've taken on the punishment part of Yah for the other nations. You know, and it's like that's the only gratification that they get. I don't even think about that stuff anymore because I'm trying everything in my power to get to know my Elohim. That's the most important thing to me, is to get to know him. How he can be dangerous and compassionate at the same time. How he's an Elohim that can pronounce judgment but turn around and extend life at the same time. Like he did Hezekiah. Before the prophet even got out the city, he turned back around and told him, the Most High heard your prayer. He going to give you 15 more years. That's the kind of stuff that I want to know about him. That's the kind of stuff I want to get to know. I don't have time to be policing who's going to get towed up and what he's going to do to the next people. I want to get to know him.
Yep. I just don't want to be one of them people he tell up. And that's what that mindset should be that way. You know, while they sit my wishing on somebody else's death, you might get your own.
Hello? And it's like, no, that ain't how we come over here to worship him. We came over here, we came from the church. We came from a place where worship was commonplace. It was nothing to lift up our hands and give that deity in there all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And then you mean to tell me I'm going to come all the way over here and find out who I am and then start talking about what he's going to do to somebody? No, no. I want to be the same way I was. I want to be able to give him worship through my life, through my mouth, through my praise, through my prayers, and through everything else. And focus, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of Yah and all of his righteousness, he said, and everything else to be added unto you. He didn't tell us to be the spiritual police. It's like, man, you are cheating yourself from so much.
I got a question.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
My question is that, do you think that following the laws, the statutes, and commandments of the Almighty is of the Almighty Yah?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what my question here is that what else do you expect? You understand? If you just do those laws and statutes and commandments, you're doing, you observing the Almighty Yah. He didn't say anything else. That's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, the Bible do say give him to praise Yah. It do say praise him on the tremble, praise him on the this, and praise. Let me fill up that scripture, because we are supposed to give him praise, honor, and glory, and that's also with the music instruments and everything else. So yes, I do believe we're supposed to follow the laws, the statutes, and his commandments. And yes, I do believe that that is first, most, and most important. But we still support with our breath. He said everything that have breath, praise ye the Most High. So I believe that we're supposed to be able to do the same thing. But it's not so much that. It's the mentality of our people and how they've fallen into this slump. Well, this is all they talk about is what he going to do to the next person because of what you did to me.
Yep. Well, see, the point I'm trying to make here is that, of course, you're supposed to give praise, honor, and great glory to the Holy One of Israel. When you give thanks for the Almighty allowing you to be here for another day, that's praise to the Almighty. You understand? I don't see too much else that we could do. All we can do is, and by keeping the laws, the statutes, the commandments, you understand? That's the major part of what we're talking about. Of course, man, when you ask the Almighty, like when we repent, you're asking the Almighty to forgive you for your sins, your abominations, you understand? You asking the Almighty. You understand? There's nothing really that you could give to the Almighty, you understand, except for treat your brother upright, you understand, your sister right, you understand, don't be tail-bearing. And it gives us the description of what we need to do in the laws, you understand, no tail-bearing, not sleeping with your friend's wife or your husband. Your neighbor's wife, or you understand? Those are the things that give praise and honor and great glory to the Holy One of Israel, along with asking them to forgive you. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I mean, all that's included in it. It is. All of that's included in it. You know, I'm just saying, it seems like we got stuck somewhere. You know, and all we focus on, to me, from what I see and what I see on YouTube and the different stuff they put out there that the whole world gets to see.
We're in captivity, man, and we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled, you understand, to think certain other things, you understand, take precedence over those things. Not necessarily so. Now, as far as it's all right to have a birthday party, as long as it don't have anything, it don't fall into the realm of our holy days, you understand? You know, it's all right to have I can't see myself giving my wife a ring. You understand? There ain't nothing wrong with that. You understand what I'm saying? As long as it's not taking precedence over the holy days and the praise to the Almighty. You understand? You see, we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled here. You understand what I'm saying? See, you know, a lot of things that we do. You understand? They call it praise and honor. You understand, but you can see that it has no, the gratification of those things. When I give my wife a ring, you understand, I'm thanking the Almighty that I was able to do that. You understand? So, you understand,
right.
Those are the types of things. You understand? We misconstrued a whole lot of stuff. Hallelujah.
That's all I'm saying, Brother Donia. That's all I'm saying is to enjoy living every day. You know, because we got to be here. When we read those stories of Abraham, and I see you, area code 720, I'm coming. When we live those stories and we live this life, you know, I want to feel the same joy that I felt over in Christianity. I'm going to feel it more so over here because I'm serving the true and living Elohim. I'm going to have peace every day. I'm not going to walk around with an attitude every day. I'm going to enjoy the fact that I finally found out who I am and enjoy the things that I can enjoy here. I'm not going to feel guilty about wearing certain things and buying certain things and having certain things. Now, let me say this. You can live a decent life in this place. These people have gone to school. They have gotten their education. And some people are living very, very well. Now, if you feel like that because you become conscious, you ain't supposed to participate in this captivity, in this society, that's on you. If you don't want to have no job and you feel like that your ever calling is to be on the street corners and preach to whatever you preaching, that's your calling. That's on you. But don't make everybody else feel guilty for the preparations that they have in this captivity, because when we was in the Babylonian captivity, the Most High told us, get comfortable, build some houses, and have some children so that you don't diminish. And if my memory serves me correctly, there was a black girl that he elevated to the queen of Persia. That girl was showered with gifts, diamonds, anything she needed. It was there for her, just like Joseph. So all of us don't have the mentality that we're going to walk around looking piss poor and pitiful. That's all I'm saying. But if you want to do that, if you want to make a vow to poverty, that's on you. I mean, I'm not saying you particularly as a person. I'm talking about the ones that do it, because those are the main ones that's always making everybody else feel bad for doing the thing. Well, you ain't supposed to do this, and you ain't supposed to do that. Well, you don't do it if you don't want to do it. They be the main ones, don't have no job. I heard them tell one of the brothers, now listen to this crazy stuff. He asked him, brother, where you work at? He said, McDonald's. Oh, that's the devil, man. You working for the devil. He said, man, I got a job. He was like, man, you working for the devil. That ain't nobody but the devil. He said, dude, I got a job. What is you talking about? And he walked off. If that's the case, all of it is the devil. This nation is built on corporations and businesses. This is what fuels our economy. And if that's the case, every place we work, we ain't supposed to be. But guess what? We got to live here every day. And we got to go to work every day in order to live. He told that boy, because he worked at McDonald's, it was from the devil. It's ridiculous. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, everyone. I was just listening and agreeing that as far as birthdays go, I've always celebrated mine. And after being awakened, I think it's more of a celebration that the Most High chose us to be his people. So I've always been okay with the birthday, and I've never been convicted by the Holy Spirit about celebrating my birthday or congratulating anyone else for celebrating their birthday. I will say that after hearing some of these camps on YouTube, it's just sad, because I've often thought, oh my goodness, once we get to the wilderness, this is going to be a rough ride dealing with these Negroes. So I'm telling you, I was not looking forward to that part. But anyway, I was just thinking, as far as the makeup goes, some of us, we wear it. Now, I'm always believing that we should be modest. And far as having the lashes that extend an inch away from your face, I think it's just kind of ridiculous. But as far as covering up and trying to look decent and respectable and appropriate when you go out, I think that's something that the Most High would want us to do, to feel confident in knowing that we are the Most High's people, and to look appropriate and to look decent. And because a lot of us, we have skin issues and various things, and it's like, yeah, it's okay. And I'm as far as being a person that came out of these restrictive legalistic churches, I came out of that where you couldn't do anything, couldn't wear pants. It was just all these rules and restrictions, and there was no joy. And I believe that the Most High wants us to be a joyful people and just be happy and praise him and just find some joy every day. I mean, our redemption is coming. But in the meantime, I think we're supposed to be joyful, and we are to be somewhat knowing that our Most High is going to look after us, and in the meantime, we're going to enjoy our lives.
Absolutely. That's how I feel about it, because like I said, I had joy when I was over there. I did. Whether it was simulated or artificial or whatever, there was a joy that I had over there. I just came to realize that what I was doing wasn't correct. It was not spiritually correct or politically correct, and that it was all done out of ignorance. But now that I'm over here, you think I'm not going to be excited and happy about being here? You think I'm not going to put my best foot forward? You think I'm not going to look my best when I step out to represent God? I like to smell good, look good, and the whole nine yards. It's supposed, especially us women. I was there.
Right.
I was there with sis. We couldn't do nothing but put grease on our face. They wouldn't let us arch our eyebrows. We couldn't do anything, I'm telling you. Nothing.
Right.
All the young girls was depressed. The old women was, everybody wore black and brown. That's all they wore, and occasionally white when they had a special event at the church. They wore black and they wore brown because the whole atmosphere was just dismal, you know. And I'm not knocking any group. Y'all do what you want to do. We're not the police. I'm just saying for me, I'm not going to allow anyone to steal my joy. And guess what? The Most High is still all-powerful. I was doing something that was wrong. He would let me know. I know he would.
Well,
I'm not breaking law, commandment, a statute, or anything, and that is their problem. They don't want. It's like, I don't want to do the white man's this, and I don't want to do the white man's that. But guess what? You taking the white man's check.
Well, see, the thing that I was just getting ready to say, you said it, is that if it's wrong, the Almighty will correct you. Trust me. You understand? Especially if you have changed your ways and you're reading in the book and you got understanding of the book. So if you do something that is not godly, he'll let you know. Hallelujah.
And guess what? The same people you hating on is the people who got to sign your check at the end of the day. So I don't have no issue with that because I go to work to get a check. I need that check. That's how I pay my bills and do whatever I need to do. You know what I'm saying? And until we leave here and the Most High make provisions for us to do something else, you need a job. And all that, I ain't going to be a part of the system. I don't know how you're going to survive. Somebody getting a check from somewhere, some food stamps or some something. So, no, that's not being holy. That's being lazy.
You know, just like we have, we under understanding that the Almighty come and get us out of this mess. He know I ain't got a dime, not no money. I can't afford it. So he going to prepare a way for me, I'm sure, if I'm chosen. You understand? And that's how I feel about it. You understand? If there's something I'm doing wrong, I ask the Almighty, let me know when I'm doing something wrong, man. I don't want to get on your wrong track.
Absolutely. But this is the information that they're sending across the internet. This is the information that they're sending across to the people. And it's almost like they're deliberately trying to sabotage the experience. And it's like, who told you you was the end-all, tell-all?
An organization, a group, a Hebrew group, you understand, that they asked you for $5,000 so that they can teach you the way. I don't get that one at all. But this is the same book that they learned they got for free. They want to teach everybody for $5,000.
Absolutely. But there again, that's man trying to control something and trying to run everybody's life. And those are the main ones you see on YouTube. So no, we're not going to be able to do that. No, that's not how we're going to live. I wouldn't dare put myself in a situation like that.
Well, Sister Yaina, where did they get where women aren't supposed to wear wedding rings? Because I thought that when we get into the kingdom that we were going to have white robes and a ring was going to be put on our fingers. I don't know where I got that from, but where are they getting that from?
I don't even know, sis. Be honest with you. I don't even know. But they, like I said, you can go on the internet and find anything to be pagan. Oh, that's pagan. That's because you don't want to spend no money. And I feel shame for the women who let them get away with it, because I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either.
Mm-mm. They don't believe in celebrating anniversaries, nothing. Nothing. And who would want to live like that? But that's so they don't have to do nothing. And it's making it very unattractive for the people that are coming into this way for the first time. And then they get stuck over there, over in those camps and stuff, and then they be like, when they get their feelings hurt, this was a cult. No, it ain't. It's just the places that you chose.
And they helped
because,
to make it. They helped to make it.
Oh, go ahead.
By staying there.
Well, it really should be the opposite. Knowing this truth should be liberating, not
yes.
something. I'm not talking about liberating to the extreme that you do what Babylonians do. I'm just saying being liberated to know that we now have the truth and we can rejoice in that.
Absolutely. Mhm. Mhm. And it's always the men. It's always the men doing that. And they was the other ones that was standing around was agreeing. Yeah, that's right, man. We shouldn't have to wear no wedding ring for no marriage. And well, yeah, man, they we ain't have to buy them no diamonds for no. It's like, what are you talking about? Why wouldn't you want to? We supposed to have the best of everything. We royalty. But all of that so they don't have to spend no money. But you look at them, they got gold chains around their neck, gold menorahs hanging from there. It's like, come on, stop. It's the same. It's sad. That's all I can say. It's sad. But I just want to let everybody know we don't do that over here. But everybody is spiritual professionals. They experts. What they call them in the professional world, SMEs, subject matter experts. Everybody experts. It's just unfortunate. It's a trick of the enemy to me. It really is a trick of the enemy to keep us divided and to keep that kind of stuff out there because it's going to turn a lot of people away.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I think it's a trick of the enemy.
And it should never be to the point where you turn away from God because of something that's coming off of somebody's lips. If the word don't say it, leave it be. But they don't want to listen to us because it's women talking too. Please. And like Brother Donnell said, they done developed schools now, like universities, where you got to pay to go learn a word that's been free forever. They hold in semesters and stuff. It's sad. It really is sad. But, it's like you said, Brother Donnell, it's only going to be a remnant. When it's all said and done, it's going to be a remnant of people.
That is correct.
Now, what do you know more than anybody else? We all trying to find our way to God. I do not know. But I do know this, that we're going to be free over here. We're going to be liberated over here, and we're going to enjoy our Elohim. We're going to get to know him. We're going to get to know him, and we're going to be obedient unto him. And that's what we're going to do in spite of what everybody else says and does. Because who want to live like that? You go up, wait a minute, you go up to the, you pull up to church, and even though we know that ain't the truth, they over there shouting and having a good time and being joyous, and you come over here and it's like hum, drum, hum. They ought to be looking at us like it's something different about them people. I don't know what it is, but you guys just got a joy that we just can't seem to understand. what is so different about you? But because of the way they put it out there, it leads like to, don't know, everybody be like, I ain't gonna be able to do that. Mm-mm. And that's not who our Father is. That's not who y'all is. They wasn't celebrating Mother's Day and Father's Day. I'm like, well, what's wrong with that? The Bible tell you to honor your mother and father. Well, we don't have to do it on the day they do it. Well, when are you going to do it? Why not? I think we've gotten so busy trying to separate ourselves that it has just become... it's become cultish looking, and that's not who we are, and that's not who the Most High is. Everybody fastened themselves after our kingdom. Every royal house in this country and in other countries have used Solomon's kingdom and Dawid's kingdom as a benchmark on how they do everything, because it was such a grand kingdom.
That is correct.
But it's just like, it's like anything else. You always have those ones, even in the church, that try to go above and beyond. They try to think that, they try to make it seem like they understand what the Most High wants. And all He wants out of us is to be obedient. So it's the same legalism. It is, Brother Donat. It's the same legalism.
Okay.
Same legalism.
You know, see, like it's always been, man. You know, everybody want to read their stuff in. You understand? You know, they, if the scripture says thing, then they're going to read something else into it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Man interpretation.
Yeah, because they want to be a part of it. They want to be able to rule it. They want to be able to tell you what Yah wants you to do. You know, it's just so much stuff out there, and this is why, you know, we want to let everybody know when we, on this show, you know, that this is not, everybody doesn't believe that. We all don't follow under that tutelage. Everybody wants to think, they may want you to think that we all mimic ourselves after one group or another, but we don't. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, that was important to be able to say that, you know, because my son went through that. I think I called him. I said, well, you got a birthday coming up. He came up, what's that? I said, what do you mean, what's that? It's your birthday. Because he'd be on Facebook and YouTube and stuff listening to it. I'm like, nah, we don't do that. We live our lives. We enjoy our lives, and as long as we ain't breaking no laws, statutes, and no commandments, we good. Enjoy your birthday. Every day every day is precious. But if He give you another year to be here, shoot, that's something to celebrate. And you only realize that when you get older. You know, ain't that right, Brother Donnell? When you get older, you be like, man, He gave me one more year. All praises be to the Most High.
Hallelujah. Exactly.
You know?
That's what that's in my prayer every time I pray. I thank Him for allowing me to have breath in my body for another day. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know?
I don't forget me at all, because I buy me a pair of shoes every now and then.
I know you do. I know you do. I ain't mad at you, for real. I like nice things, too. I like nice things. I'm not going to give away all my stuff because I'm an Israelite. Nuh-uh.
Hallelujah.
Dude, I like nice things. And we women like nice things. And we like for our men to buy us nice things. Can you imagine being married and he don't never come in with nothing? The flowers is pagan. You don't get no flowers. You don't get no candy. You don't get nothing. Man, you be like, man, I ain't going to be able to do that. No.
Sister Rachel didn't put me out.
That's what I'm talking about. You got to do something. I mean, come on now, for real.
What about those then, just because? What about those just because?
That even yep. that. Everyone, you better come in here with something. But if everything you touch is pagan, how are you going to enjoy it? Please, everything on this earth, y'all made everything. The devil ain't made a doggone thing. From the flour that it take to make the cake, to the sugar that it make to make the icing, to the cream that it take to make the ice cream. He made it all. Ain't nothing on this earth the devil made. All he can do is try to imitate what Yah has already created. So we are to enjoy everything on this earth that Yah made to a certain degree. I mean, seriously. You know, and one lady, all she walked around the world, all she wore for perfume was frankincense and myrrh. And it's like, really? Seriously? That's all she wore. And that was her way of praising y'all, and that's fine if that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do. But I mean, I'm just saying, we are to enjoy our newfound identity. Enjoy yourself. Be happy about that. Be a girl. Enjoy being one of y'all's daughters of Zion. Enjoy that. The same way with the brothers. Because we only come through here one time, you know, and some of us might make it to the wilderness and some of us may not. But I'm not going to live here being dismal and all sad and broke down and nobody. I'm so sorry, I'm not. I'm just not going to do it. You know. And I knew one brother, all he wanted to do was walk around in garb all day. He did. Look at how them people looking at me. They must think I'm somebody special. It's like, man, get over yourself. Some people just legends in their own mind. It's like, get over yourself. These people don't care nothing about the fact that you got a cloak hanging to the ground. It's a breeding ground for narcissists. It is. It's like, you know, one thing I can say about the rich and the wealthy, they don't have to put on no parade. They already have it. They don't have to go through no extra stuff. They ain't got to perform and show you nothing. They already have access to it. It's always the poor folks that got to put the parade on. They don't have to do that. So, you know, you look at them people and it's like, okay, your Moses outfit look good. It's cute. You know, your imitation Moses outfit look cute, but that don't mean you Moses. You know, just be yourself. Enjoy life. Life is too short not to enjoy it. You know, so that's where I'm in the whole situation. Anybody else want to join in on the conversation, please feel free to do that. But I expect birthday presents. I expect anniversary gifts. I expect just because I'm going to do that for you. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, that's a given. I'm going to do that for you.
Mm-mm. You know, a lot of people say, you know, it's just for the sisters. But I really enjoy myself, too, because I know Sister Rachel spoiled me. She'll tell you in a heartbeat, I'm probably the most spoiled man in America. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No.
You know,
no.
We're supposed to really show a lot of love to each other in these relationships.
Right.
That's what keeps marriages going. All that,
that dumb
crap about I wish I would come in the house and tell myself, I ain't working no more. I'm going to depend on your chick. I'm going to go out here and preach. I'll be begging all y'all for some money. So he going to put me out the door.
Absolutely. That don't even sound right. Do that sound right?
No.
And these poor girls got 5 and 6 kids trailing behind them. They look so miserable. And it's like, you know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're supposed to love your wife. You're supposed to take care of your wife like she is the queen of all things. And she'll take care of you like that in return. Half of them ain't got no jobs, and half of them is talking like this is by themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, I suggest, this is just me suggesting, that while you're at the age that you are, you need to enjoy yourself. Because here I am, I'm 77 years old, and nothing excites me anymore. I'm satisfied where I'm at, you know, and if I get a chance to buy me an extra meal or, you know, go out to dinner or something like that, that's good. But if that don't happen, I'm fine too. You understand? So I suggest enjoy yourself while you can. That's what I think.
Yeah, live your life. Because at one point, you're going to be all right. You done been there and done that already. And you're supposed to be to that point when you get to be 77 years old. That's normal. You're supposed to be there. But these is young people. I'm talking about young guys.
Oh.
Talking this mess and telling everybody else this kind of stuff. Because they
don't
want to
spend... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you good. I'm just saying these are young people, Brother Donia, that's talking this stuff because they don't want to spend any money, and they're making it seem like this is culturally acceptable for us among our people, and that's just not the truth.
You know, when I first came in this way, you understand, I was part of a Shabbat Yisrael, and they, you know, we observed the holy days. We had a field across the adjacent to the building where we observed on Shabbat. You understand? And they, you know, what they did was, you know, when the kids had birthdays, combined all the birthdays in that particular month, and we had something going on for the kids for that particular day. After Shabbat, we even had little stuff that we did for the adults after service, right there in that building. You understand? So,
right.
Something that, you know, it wasn't nothing that we neglected or, you know, to do. We always were able to find a way to communicate. I mean, to for our community to get together. You understand? Long as it was not on no, it didn't come in between any one of those holy days. Some of those holy days go from sun up to sundown. You understand? Then some of them goes for 7 days. You understand?
Right.
So we couldn't have anything between the 7 day period. You understand? But after that, man, we went in. And we, you know, we had a small little community. You know, I mean, it was a beautiful affair, really. I don't see none of them folks ever have any complaints.
Yeah. But this new group they got coming out, they off the chain. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's the new generation of that has misconstrued the being of a Hebrew Israelite. You understand? They misconstrued. And women had they got together and they were able to expound on the laws in certain areas at certain particular times. It was a beautiful affair, man. I'm telling you, honest to God, truth. It's just that they started waking up. Everybody went and started not showing up on the Shabbat or the holy days. You understand? You know, it was it started, and that's how we broke up. Now, a lot of the brothers and sisters moved to South Carolina, and they still call themselves the Hashabah Yisrael, and they have a pretty big congregation right there, too. And I want to say this here. You feel like buying your wife a diamond ring, or you feel like that she deserves something because of, just because, like I said, man, just because I bought you this, darling. I thought you would like it. You understand?
Yeah.
Well, man, come on. We got to understand now. So the new generation of communities, you know, to understand, you know, they way out off the beaten path. I've heard one of them guys that he says that you should be able to take one of them girls who are 3 years old
know he was. I heard that too.
And that, you know, that's not godly, and that's not that. You know who says that? The Jewish man. I think it's out of the Mishnah or Talmud or Kabbalah. One of them things talk about taking a kid at the young age, even a boy. Come on, man. So they misconstrued the whole thing, man. And trust me, the Almighty is not going to allow them to get away with what they got no getting away with. They may have be getting away with it now, but it's not going to last too much longer.
Not at all. No, sir. So that's what we want to say today, and that's what we believe. Anyway, that's where I believe the healing lies, you know, because we got to be able to heal our people. And then they come over here, they scared, they left the church, they're frightful that they're making the wrong decision, and then they come over here and get caught up in some more mess, and it's like, no. Nobody has the right to make you feel any kind of way when it comes to worshiping Yah. He is our Elohim. And nobody can tell you what he wants and what he doesn't want. His word is very clear.
Absolutely.
Well, his word is very clear. And we have to understand that. His word is very clear, and he says what he means, and he means what he says. And that's how he does it, you know. And everybody, and man always wants to control something. That is in their nature. They want to be in control of everything. And guess what? If that had worked, we wouldn't be in this mess. If that had worked, we wouldn't have been in this mess. We wouldn't be here. But it's because of man that we're sitting in this situation right now. This is the reason why we're sitting here, because we watched them do, we did what they told us to do instead of what Yah told us to do. You know. So I just want to be able to share that and get everybody to understand, you know, that this is supposed to be a joyous occasion. Like I said, I'm not going to come from the church where they shouting and enjoying each other and praising the God that they believe to be God over there and happy about what they're doing in their life, and then come over here and be miserable. I'm not going to do that because of some stuff you done added to that ain't supposed to be there in the first place. No. Let's enjoy being an Israelite. Let's enjoy this thing. You know? Because I want to. I want to be able to enjoy this. You know, and have fun. I enjoy being an Israelite. I enjoy the wrapping of the hair. I enjoy the wearing of the tzitzit. I enjoy shopping and buying whole food that is healthy. I enjoy my identity and all of that stuff. I enjoy it. It's a wonderful thing when you live it right. You know, but if you're going to put restrictions on people, ain't nobody going to want to do this. They going to look at this like, I ain't going to do all that. I ain't finna do that. Because I would. I believe we supposed to have new cars. I believe we supposed to live to the best of our ability. We supposed to have the things that we need in this captivity and keep it moving. I really do believe that. You know, and there's some people out here that's living, even some of them guys. Some of them guys is police officers and detectives and all kind of stuff. That's what I believe anyway. I mean, you know, I mean, that's how I feel about the situation. Why not? Well, we could talk about some controversial things, but I've just seen a lot of things that make people steer away. And a lot of people go into these camps because they want to have the community that they need for their family members and all that kind of stuff. But my advice is be very careful. I've been around some groups that started off right, and it just didn't end up right. It didn't. They into some weird stuff. Makes no sense, I'm telling you. So as we come together today and we do the things that we got going on with us, we get ready to go home. That's supposed to be a joyous occasion. It ain't. And guess what? When that happens, it ain't gonna be a dry eye in the place when we get ready to go home. Not a dry eye, men and women. You know, the men and the women gonna be crying. But you know what I'm thinking? A lot of people ain't gonna leave because some people are in these camps and stuff that don't believe it's time for us to go. They really do. It's like, wow, this is getting serious. You know. So I just wanted to put that out there. And I also wanted to let you guys know that the prayers are on the front page now of the website. So you can definitely go on there. It's under, it's down, it's a link you can get to. And you can definitely pull it up and be able to pull down those prayers if you need to. I just wanted to keep my word because I got busy this morning and I had to leave to take care of some business, but it's on there now and all the prayers are up there and everything. The only thing that's not up there is the calendar because I'm going to send those out once a month. I'll probably put that up there in a few minutes once the class is over with so you guys will have the calendar. But for all of the people who emailed me at the YehudaProject@gmail.com, I sent you a copy of the calendar and the prayers. The calendar and the prayers for the first 5 weeks. Now, the last two prayers, I'm going to send those out once we get through the month of January and we go into the month of February. You'll have those because we won't be doing those until then. You know, and I wonder, I'm like, well, if the Most High make them wealthy, what do they do with the money? I mean, you going to feel bad because he gave you something? Because our people was wealthy. Jacob was wealthy, Isaac was wealthy, Abraham was wealthy. Now what is this supposed to be now? What, we supposed to not enjoy things? I like to be spoiled. I don't want nobody that don't want to do nothing. Please. Making broken promises? No, sir, absolutely not. So, again, you know, that's where we at today. I got a lot of emails from a lot of different people that were saying, I'm so glad that you touched on that topic because I came into the truth and ended up with this person, and they had me depressed, and I didn't know what I was going to do, and this and that and the other. And I'm just so glad we touched on this topic so I'm not made to feel guilty because it's something I like to do for myself. Don't feel guilty. Just know that those people, those men that are out there talking like that, those aren't the ones for you. Now, I want to deal on another issue. I want to say this. I'm going to say this out loud, and I'm going to say this to everyone. Yaina Yisrael does not deal in witchcraft. I don't. So I don't want anyone to send me any books, any literature, or anything dealing with anything outside of that Bible. I deal with the book of Jasher. I deal with the book of Enoch. and the books of Jubilee and the things that are in the Apocrypha because they are in the Bible. I don't go outside of that realm because I'm not interested in knowing. Yes, that stuff may work, and yes, that stuff may have some power to it because I don't believe that that's of Yah. I don't believe in chanting spells, citations, anything from any fallen angels or any extra books that somebody wrote about any of the patriarchs in the Bible. I don't believe in that. Please do not send me anything else like that, ever, because I will send it back. We do not deal in witchcraft over here. We deal in the word of Yah. I believe that Yah's power is all-powerful, and when the time comes, he will allow his people to do mighty exploits. There is no secretive in the word. There is no hidden stuff in the word. It is plain and simple, just like it reads. And when he gets ready to allow us to work in his power, we will. There is nothing you can show me or teach me. I do not play on those playgrounds. I know that, let me say this too, in love, I know that a lot of people have been exposed to a lot of things. I know they have. And I know that some of these things, you've seen some results in some of these things. But these are the things that we have to denounce in order for Yah to free us from any hold that the enemy may have. Because we cannot mix the two. I will not mix the two. I am very cautious about that. That's why there's a lot of things I do not bring to the class. I do not offer to them to read. I do not give them information on it because I believe that everything we need is going to be in that word of Yah. In that Bible has everything that we need. And the enemy is very cunning. He'll make you believe, oh, it ain't nothing wrong with this. Oh, it ain't nothing wrong with a crystal ball. Oh, it ain't nothing wrong with a horoscope. Oh, it ain't nothing wrong with reading this book or that book. And that's exactly how you get pulled away from Yah's power and you think it's something else that's hidden or a big grand secret that don't nobody else have. Everything he said, he put it in that book. It's in the open. And he wants the one to get the glory. And nobody else. So I want to make that very, very clear. I receive a lot of things from a lot of people. And for the majority of the facts, a lot of it I send back. I send it back. So it'll probably be coming back to whomever sent me some stuff. I don't know who that person was or whatever it was, but please don't send me anything like that again. I do not read it. I will not read it. Because that Bible has everything in there I need. I'm so far away from messing up with Yah, I'm not going to let anything come in the way of that. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
And you know, Brother Donia, I know they all coming, and people got backgrounds from all over the place. They have all kind of backgrounds. They've been involved in, and this is in love. They got all kind of backgrounds. They're involved in all kind of things, and we know that you all have to come. But please don't involve me in it. I don't want to have anything to do with that at all. That doesn't mean I don't want you to stay. I love everybody, and I want you to be a part of the nation of Yehuda. However, you know that everything that looks decent to us is not for us. That's how we got caught up in the mess. That's how we ended up here in the first place. Israel got curious, and they started wondering how to serve the other gods. They did. They got curious. They wanted to know, what are you all doing over there? What do you do with your gods? And it really shouldn't matter because we serve the true and living Elohim.
Absolutely.
And we went whoring after other gods, and that's what got us in the mess in the first place. I'm not interested in anything that don't relate to that Bible. I don't want nobody else writing no extra books about none of that. I have, you know, some of that stuff I have bought down through the years, I haven't even opened it anymore. because it's so weird and off the beaten path. It's like, no, I'm not putting nothing in my spirit. If it's not in that word, I'm not going to dibble in it, and I mean that. And I mean that in love. You know, because we got to understand this is serious. You know, right when you get Brother Yerushalayim and Brother Adonai and the two sisters that's on here, right, you know you right, you about to cross over the path when you got all kind of stuff start to come at you. You know it. You be like, we right here, and here come the enemy. Trying to weasel his way in at the last minute. And it's like, goodbye. We're not even doing that. We came this far by faith. We're going to keep on moving this far by faith. No thank you. We don't want no advance notice, no crystal balls, no hand reading, no palm reading, no nothing.
Hallelujah. You're right about that.
Period.
We are right at the prefaces of going home.
Yes.
So we should expect that the enemy's going to try to throw some kind of curveball at us.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And he uses people unaware that they're being used. You know, oh, well, let me introduce you to this. Let me show you that I don't want to see none of it. I don't want to see it all. I know. Mm-mm. Nope. No, thank you. It ain't going to happen. You know? So those are the things that let you know you're on the right track. Like the man said, it ain't when the good guys come. It's when the other guys come. That's when you know you're on the right track. Because we right here, we've been doing this a long time, and we right here. We got so many powerful people listening to us that we don't even realize they listening. They watching and they listening to everything we do. And they, like I told you, they got to choose somebody to be able to do it. And guess who's going to help them make the choice? Yeah, he already set in stone who it's going to be.
Hallelujah.
You know, anytime you got senators and presidents and vice presidents and people listening to your radio show, I mean, you're doing some big boy stuff and you don't even know it, because you know why? It's everyday people just talking. It's not scripted. Ain't nobody put no script in front of us. We just telling how we feel, and it's open to the world to hear. We got 5 or 6 different countries listening to us today.
Okay. Hallelujah.
And we just talking. So, no, we just can't do that right. We're too close to the end to do that right now. We're not going to never do it. We're going to wait on Yah and let him use his power. Because when Moshe stuck that stick out and that Red Sea split, that wasn't nobody but Yah doing that. It wasn't no spell he chanted. It wasn't nothing he said. He stuck that rod out there and that sea opened up.
Hallelujah.
And then our ancestors walked across that sea on dry land. So, no.
With the power of our Elohim, we don't need any other book.
Thank you. Hello. That's what I'm talking about. That's the God. That's the Elohim I know. He don't need no help from nobody. So we're not going to get caught up in that, and I hope that you all don't get caught up in that. And if you're in it, relinquish it and repent. Tell him you're sorry and repent and leave that mess alone. Because we're going to stay on this path, because it's been working for me. I don't know about everybody else, but I know for me this has been working. You know, and that's how we're going to keep it. No, all you got to do is just entertain the thought, and you caught up in some mess. And I'm just not going to take that chance. I'm so sorry. You know, I've seen too many people in my family do that kind of stuff. They went looking for the truth, and they found other truths that used some of the truth in the Bible to add to their whatever they were selling, and they bought it. And their minds ain't been right since. So, no. Because it's only in Yah that we live, that we move, and we have our being. That's it. Ain't nothing else viable for me. No, nothing else. Because my thing is this. If you a created being, and you got to ask for permission, that means you ain't in charge. I'm going to go to the source. For real. If you got other people worshiping you and you created, then that means you ain't in charge. I'm going to go to the source. I'm going to go to the person that's in charge. I've always been like that. If I called a corporation and they gave me the customer service and I didn't get what I wanted, I called the corporate office and left a message for the vice president and told him what was going on. I got results that way, and that's how I've always been. I'm not going to go to somebody that's created like me, whether you're a fallen angel or whether you're another being or whether you're a human being. I'm going to go to the source. I'm going to Yah. I'm calling the corporate offices of the kingdom. That's all I know how to do. That way I know I get some results. I ain't getting ready to play with nobody that's trying to get, wait a minute, you got to conjure up some other spirit to give you an answer. He told me the Ruach could tell me everything I need. I ain't got to go to no secondhand source. Mm-mm. No. So I'm far beyond that. I'm not interested in any of it. Please keep that stuff and get rid of it. If you dealing with it, get rid of it. Because that's not the way to live. You know? All praises be to the Most High. You know, and I want you also to do me a favor. I have a cousin. His son has caught COVID. And his son is in the hospital. I want you guys to pray with me as we pray today, and we have a chance to go before the Most High today, that he heals his body. He's a young man. He's in his 30s. And he had to be admitted to the hospital because he had asthma, you know. So, you know, just keep him in your prayers and stuff like that. And, you know, we're going to ask the Most High to continue to heal and to deliver him and to keep, you know, get him back up to par, you know, so. Gotta pray and get ourselves out of there. But I did see a YouTube clip where they let one of their own doctors die. She was a black lady and went in with COVID, and they sent her home, and 2 weeks later she was dead. You know. So, you know, it's a privilege in serving Yah. And everybody getting smart on YouTube and stuff talking about because we Israelites, we can get sick too. But guess what? He told us if we keep these laws, statutes, and commandments, that we would live in them. Ain't that what he said?
That's what he's saying.
And all we can do is stand by what he said. So I trust what he say. I do. I trust in what he say. All that other stuff and all that mess, no. We're going to keep our eye on the prize. We almost there. We right at the door of being delivered. And we're going to keep our eye on the prize because that's how we're going to win this thing. We're going to trust Yah, and we're going to win this thing right here. All praises be to the Most High Yah. Now, as for this evening, we will be calling back in at 6 o'clock. We're going to call into the conference call, and that is 1-319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND, 256-039-POUND. And this is when we usher in the new moon, because the Most High told us to do this. This is a new month. And we're moving into, this is actually the 11th month of our Hebrew calendar. Our 12th month is going to be in February, and then our first month starts in March. So this is the 11th month of our Hebrew calendar, and we're supposed to issue in each month. We won't be on the line long, so please don't be late, because this usually is over with by 6:05 or 6:07. We don't stay on here long. So we're all meeting at 6 o'clock on the conference call that we do our weekly Sabbath on. Call in on that number, and we're going to blow the shofar, read the scriptures, read the prayer, and then we're going to go on. And then from this moment on, going into tomorrow, you either say the prayer for the first week, you either say that prayer at 6 o'clock or you say that prayer at 9 o'clock in the evening, whatever your time zone is, 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening. Any questions? Anybody have any questions of any kind? The reason for the prayer is because of everything that's going on. We're praying and asking Yah for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
Anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns?
Not at this time.
All right. Well, guess what we're going to do? We're going to end the call. Everybody, we enjoyed each other. I hope that we were very clear today about how we feel about certain things that have crept into our society and certain things that have been put out there as though it is law and it is not. And we want Israel to enjoy being an Israelite, enjoy your Elohim, love on him and smooch on him and get to know him because that's what he wanted from us in the first place. We'll see you this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Have a wonderful rest
shalom,
of your day.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.